Yud Beis Amud Aleph. We did begin this a couple of weeks ago, but we're going to again see this sugya, which is in the middle of Yud Beis Amud Aleph by the two dots, which says Malkum Sha'amru Laharim. Every single possible thing you ever want to know about making a mistake on a bracha, on food, is found in this next piece of Gemara.
And aren't there a lot of inyanim as far as food when you eat mixed foods? Which brachas you make, which is more important than the other, which
right.
You have more or less.
Yeah,
there's a whole inyan with that. I mean, I never knew. But I heard about it recently.
Right.
I was never aware.
Yeah, we're going to get into that when we get to parak number 6.
I
only have 5 more to go.
Too old.
No. Yeah, we'll get to it. But this is actually, it's not talking about mixtures of foods, but we're going to see it's where you make the wrong bracha on a food. So that's what we're going to see here. So again, we're in the middle of Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Malkum Sha'amru Laharich. Okay. Shita. There's two dots.
At the end
right
of the
here.
Thing, there's
two dots
at the end.
Two dots and two dots.
Okay, Pshita.
Pshita. The following case is really pretty obvious. And what's that case which is so simple? Heicha dekanukit kasa dechan. Let's say a person has a cup of wine beyonde in their hands. Now, of course, on a cup of wine, you make the bracha. Berakafen. Okay. The problem is, b'ksavar d'shichri. You thought it was beer. I guess it's poor. You don't know what you're drinking. You don't really care, I guess. But you thought it was a nice cup of beer, which obviously means you would be saying the bracha of Shahako. You began to say the bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem Kenu Melech Olam, Adayat D'Shichri. You thought it was beer, which means in your mind you were thinking, I am going to finish off saying Shahar Kol Nibid Varo. That's what I'm going to say. B'Sayim B'Dacham. But instead you ended off with the correct bracha on wine. You ended up saying, Brei Per Gafen, which is exactly what you're supposed to say. Yatzah. In that case, you fulfill the obligation. Well, what's the problem? Here, to the novice listener, you said the words correctly, but the problem is the kavana that you had by saying Shema Malchus was wrong.
So right away, we're right back to the same inevitable question that exists throughout all of Judaism.
That is.
And that is, what is the more important thing, the intent or the actual action?
Well, even more, in conjunction with that, because that would be my question, is what is the purpose we say bracha? Let's go back, taking more basic. Why do you make a bracha? We're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us wine, for giving us lechem, for giving us whatever it is that we're eating.
Right.
The whole thing is, because it even had this inyan recently as far as benching. Because, I had this thing with Rabbi Lauf, he says, technically, Yotze, if you say, rub a dub dub, thanks for the grub, yay, God. The whole thing is whole dog. You're giving God, thanking him for giving you. So, you had the kavana to thank God for whatever it is that you were going to drink in front of you. It's not wine, it's not beer, it's wine, or vice versa. The whole thing is you were giving thanks that you had, that God gave you this mashke to drink. So, it's like the whole thing is the kavana, like he says, the kavana that I'm going to thank God for that I'm able to have this drink, or whatever the heck it is.
Automatically, you would have to think the logic would be that the Rebbein established that each thing has a certain bracha associated with it. Okay.
Understood.
So therefore, there has to be a significance that these specific words are said for this specific action.
Okay.
So therefore, I don't know the significance of why they established each for each entity, other than this is what the. Quote,
we can understand wine. Wine is from the Torah. We make a thing about Friday night and wine and everything. I think there's a mucker. Maybe I'm wrong.
Wine has a higher level of Kedusha.
Right, it's a higher level of Kedusha. Everything else.
Right, so therefore, each element or each bracha that you make has to have some.
What's the word?
Connection.
I don't know if it's connection, but there has to be something that's established that's on a higher plane. And we are understanding.
First of all, you're making an assumption that the reason you're making the bracha beforehand is just to thank God. It's also, another opinion is that it's a matir, that you can't have anything that belongs to wants the guy. He asks him permission.
So how I see, but you ask God for permission to have a drink.
You ask God permission for either wine or beer. What are you asking permission for? You're asking one thing and taking something else. You're not getting permission. You're not asking permission on the right item.
So you tell your mother, could I have some vegetables? And she says yes. Then you go and have some ice cream.
So then my response to that would be that the generic shakol diem dvaro encompasses them all.
Right, we're going to see that in a second. We're going to see that in a second. That's going to be the logic as to why. Let's see a couple more lines over here. Because it's the inami im omer shakolni bedvaro. You had a cup of wine in your hands. You said the proper bracha, the words, the intent by the actual beginning of the bracha, bracha tashem, okinim achalam, was thinking that it was beer. But it doesn't really matter, because even if you said Shehakol Nibidvaro, even if you ended up saying that bracha on wine, Yatsa, right? Dehatsinan, because we learned in the sixth parak, which you will get to, Kulam, on all of them, on everything, all foods, Im Omer Shehakol Nibidvaro Yatsa. If you say Shehakol, you're Yatsa, you fulfilled your obligation. Now the Beis Yosef asks, The first word of this Gemara that we saw.
If that's the reason, so I just not have Shehakol. Don't have anything else.
You could always say Shehakol, but if you're able to.
But I'm saying, let's say you want to meet, you can eat something, you're not sure what it is. If you say Shehakol, you don't say. You say, I'm not sure what the bracha is. Right. I don't have Rabbi Tomsky here, and I don't have a in front of me, or an art scroll, or whatever I don't have. Right. But I know I got to eat this thing, and I want to eat this thing, and I make the generic bracha, and I'm Yotzei.
You are Yotze. That's the truth.
Is there any written anywhere?
Yes.
The makar of each of the different kind of brachas that we make.
The very beginning of the sixth parak is the first mission of the sixth parak talks about the brachas. It gets into, I'm not sure exactly the source of every bracha, but that's probably where you would learn about it. Because that's where it talks about those brachos. At least ha'etz, hadama, hamotzi, mazonos, not mazonos, hamotzi, and brepi agafen. It's on the sixth parak, I think it starts on the lamed vav of an aleph, if I remember correctly. Anyway, the very top of the lamed vav. Lamed vav.
Lamed vav.
Yeah, yeah. 36. 36a.
We're almost there.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
We're almost there. That's your Yotze over there. And some explain, if it's Pshita, if it's so obvious, then why, it has to be assumed, so why do you say it? Why are you saying this case? Because maybe this is not so Pashut. Because some actually hold that if you make a Shakol, the Gemara has Machlokas, and whatever there says, if you make a Shakol on bread or on wine, maybe those are the exceptions. Maybe you're not Yotze by a Shakol. But over here, we're saying that that's not true. Anything, I'll cool it.
Let me take this back, which may be a stupid question, but Hashem gave us man, right?
Right.
And the man was supposed to have, it had a taste that's sapichus bitvash, but we also learned that if you wanted it to taste like herring or like pcha, it tasted like herring or pcha. You made whatever it is you wanted it to taste like. So what bracha? I'm sure there's some makar there.
There's a bracha. There's a bracha.
And it wasn't a mosi lechem. No, we had a whole thing. You can't say mosi lechem because it came from the sky. And if you want to taste like bread, right. I can say mosi lechem in a shemayim, not min haaretz.
No, you said a mosi mun min haaretz.
But it wasn't mosi. It wasn't from min haaretz. It's on top of it. It fell on the ground. But it didn't grow from there. It's not like an apple that fell from the tree that you picked up off the ground and you ate.
That's the bracha. I saw it someplace. Mosi mun min haaretz.
Okay.
Who established brachas? At the time of the man, was there Rabban that established brachas for man?
Moshe Rabbeinu was in charge.
Did he establish brachas?
No, well, that's the question. But isn't there a makar for benching from the Torah?
Well, there is.
Oh, yeah.
Only benching. That's
the
bracha. Right. Not a bracha rishon, not a bracha before we eat. That is rabbinic. In nature. That is the Durban. So
if there's no bracha on the man.
It could be if the other.
I saw the bracha.
Oh, you had a dream,
but did you hear them say it?
Yes.
if the inyan of a bracha is to remind a person of the food, where it came from, perhaps the Bnei Yisrael are such a madrega that maybe they didn't even need, you know, the mud.
We know that's not true.
So maybe they didn't need the bracha.
They had all kinds of problems in the desert. It wasn't that they were such a madrega.
I'm trying.
No, caps close, please.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
So anyway, that's the first piece, which is simple. The case which is not so simple is the case in reverse. And we're going to learn it the way Rashi explains it. There's actually three ways to learn it. And we're eventually, after we finish this piece, I have some handouts for it. We're going to see the very unusual halachos based on this piece of Gemara. So let's continue with the Gemara. Elahecha the kanaket kisa the shech, where a person is holding a cup of Budweiser in his hand. There's a cup of beer. The other. Ksavar the chamer, when he thought it was wine. So in his mind, pasuk uvarach adayta the chamer, he began saying the bracha, thinking that it was
wine,
right? Which, of course, therefore, when he said baruch atah Hashem elokeinu melech haolam, he was having the wrong intention. He had the wrong kavana. The sayim, he concluded b'deshichra correctly the bracha on beer. My, what's the din? Now you can't say if he would have concluded the bracha with Brei Pri Gafen that he would have been yotze, because you can't make Brei Pri Gafen on a cup of beer, right? It doesn't work that way. So the question is, were you yotze? Did you fulfill your obligation? So why would you say yes? Why would you say no? So where it says baser ikar brachas linan? Do we go after the main bracha itself, which is the Hashem's name, right? If you go by that, you didn't have the proper kavanah. You didn't have the proper kavanah, you're not yotze. You haven't fulfilled the obligation, even though you ended off with the right bracha. Obaser chasima zindu. We'll go after the signature, the sign, which means the very end. At the end, you said it correctly. So since you said the bracha correctly, you said shahakol nibivara on your beer, you're yotze. So that's the shiloh. And the Mefarshim asked the question, but we know that there's a principle of mitzvos, you need to have kavanah. To be yotze, for whatever reason, there's actually a halacha, mitzvos and tzrichas kavanah. That if you do a mitzvah, but you don't have all the kavanah's proper intention, you're still yotze. I guess when you go through the actions, maybe that itself is some element of subconscious kavanah. So the Farshim asks, well, what type of conscience is this? The guy didn't have the right kavanah. So what? Mitzvah and tzrichas kavanah. So they say there's a difference. There's a difference between having no kavanah and having the wrong kavanah. Right. Having no kavanah.
Is better than having the wrong kavanah?
That's what some say. That better to have no kavanah than to have the incorrect kavanah. That could be this thought process in the Gemara. You have Bezim and all. That's the Gemara's question. That's one interpretation. Some people don't like that, but that's...
When someone is making this discussion over here that we're talking about.
Yeah.
The person has the cup in his hand. He says, right. Baruch atah Hashem elokeinu melech haolam. And he's ready to go ahead and to make whatever bracha is supposed to be made.
And he looks down, what's in the water.
He then tastes it or whatever. And then changes his mind and is reciting with a bracha because of what he now became aware of. Are we talking about the bracha being made prior to his awareness? Or...
Now when you say a bracha, did he say the whole thing?
No.
Up to Olam, Olam,
he said Olam,
and then he stopped.
Let's say he started saying Shahako, and all of a sudden he tasted wine, then changed it to Shahako Borei Priya Gafen.
Oh. Some actually say that that's the Gemara's question. There's three interpretations of what the Gemara's question is. One is the way that Rashi learned, the way we just explained it, the simple explanation. Some explain the question is, you had a cup of beer, which is what the Gemara says. You can't change the language of the Gemara. And you thought it was a cup of wine. And the way that to read this Gemara is, not that you only said, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, but perhaps you actually even concluded and said, Brei Pri Hagafen. But then, Toch Kadei Dibor, immediately afterwards, you said, Shakoli Bedvara. Some interpret that that's the Gemara's question. The question is not you said the bracha correctly, the question is, and you just didn't have the right kavana when you said bracha tashem kinem ochalam. Because that seems kind of hard to believe that you're not yotze. You said everything correct. So we're going to see that it's not spelled out clearly that way, but I'll show you that that's in halacha, in the Mishnah Berurah, that's going to be one of the three possible interpretations of this Gemara's question. We'll have to see what the Gemara comes out with, if that's how you look at it. That really you said the bracha, the whole bracha, incorrectly. You said brei pri hagafen, then immediately afterwards shakol nivadvara on this cup of beer. So the question is, do we say that you already said the bracha incorrectly, and that you can't correct it? Right, it's like a bracha batala, or it's some type of a hefsek.
But isn't it better to finish the bracha than making a bracha batala?
If what? If you already said.
Let's say you said charcoal, the Evan Varo.
Right. Okay,
and it was turned out to be wine.
Right.
And then right away you said Bori Kriya Gafa.
Right.
If you said the other way around. No. You said Bori Kriya Gafa.
Right.
And it wasn't grapes.
And it was not grapes.
Right.
And then you said charcoal, the Evan Varo.
Right.
If you did not go ahead and finish the bracha, by saying Shakol Yevin Varo, then the Bori Kriya Gafen will become then a bracha batala for sure.
Right.
Right?
That's right.
The other way around it would not be.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So, and now when we're talking about bracha batala, you're talking about that that's a Doraisa. And Doraisa is supposed to be Machmer.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
So therefore you would normally think that in that scenario you would have to go ahead and complete the bracha properly, or at least add something to negate the bracha being lefatola. The
question is, well, does that help? Maybe it doesn't. Maybe saying shakol nivadvara mina after doesn't do anything.
But
maybe it's ineffective. You've said a bracha matala, there's nothing to do about it.
But what can they divor?
Oh, well, that's
void the previous.
That's, right. That's the question.
Yes.
Perhaps.
But what happens?
Some interpret that's the Gemara's question. That maybe it doesn't because you said the bracha
wrong. It happened to me Shabbos, okay? So you're talking about this thing.
Yeah.
I took a pour, a couple of soda.
Right.
At our kiddush downstairs. And somebody
which
asked the question. Not the illegal after the minyan. And I looked away and inadvertently somebody talked to me.
And gave you a bottle of scotch.
It was scotch. And I just went like this and I didn't realize it was scotch.
But the same bracha.
But it happens to be the same bracha, but you could see. But I'm saying this, but I wouldn't realize it until after I drank it, till the scotch hit my thing. Because there is a little difference between Diet Coke and scotch. A little taste
not
difference.
Not much.
No, okay. But, I mean, and I didn't realize it till, and yet it's the same bracha, but let's say it didn't have to be. Maybe it was wine that somebody put down instead, and I thought it was there.
Right.
And I wouldn't have known it till I tasted it. So I already tasted whatever it is. So you made the bracha, you went through the thing. It's one thing if you look down, okay, hey, this is not what I thought I was getting. Once then you drank it because you didn't realize it wasn't what, or it was the same color. It could be, if I can say Coke, which is, or red wine, the same color. You think, hey, I'm drinking whatever. And you're not going to realize it until you drink it. Like, you didn't smell it, you have a cold, so you didn't, when you came to drink it. But that happened. And I was struggling with that, boy, you know, it hit me because it was not soda. So it was a different thing, so I could see what happened. But you're not going to realize it until you're actually drinking it. It's not even in the bracha stage.
All right. So, but yeah, the dibur.
The dibur is finished. You made the bracha. You drank it.
It was wrong.
What's
the time sequence that we're talking about to correct the bracha?
But you can't. You already drank it. You went through the thing. I drank it. Okay. Let's say it was wine. I drank it. I thought it was soda. It was wine. But it was booze. It's the same thing. But let's say it was not scotch and it was wine. I didn't know what I was drinking till I actually physically drank it. So already I made the bracha, I drank the thing, whatever it is. Oh, this isn't wine, or this isn't beer, this is whatever it is. But you wouldn't have realized it because you didn't look, you know, at the last minute. So before I'm looking, you assumed this is what it was.
But in that situation, the bracha you made would be a shakol anyway.
But let's say it wasn't. Let's say that was instead of it being scotch, it was wine, red wine. Could have been. I don't know. I wasn't looking. I was talking.
But you still made a shakol.
But my point being, but let's say I made the shahako, fine. But let's say it was instead scotch, wine.
Let's say that you thought it was wine, you made a Bori Kriya Gafen, and then you drank scotch.
So, and you're right, and you drank it. So it's a different bracha. You've gone through with it, or you're right out of maset. It's not just toke de dibur, you changed the bracha on you. But you went through with it, and you made the wrong bracha.
Yeah, I mean, that, but for sure is...
Is there a bracha
levatala?
Yeah, I mean, the question is maybe if there's a cup of wine floating around somewhere, maybe
you could grab it,
maybe having a cup of wine, right.
But that would still be total onus.
Well, this is also total onus. A guy thought in his mind, I'm drinking beer and I'm drinking wine, was onus. I mean, the guy didn't have it's a shogeg, it's not an amazing type of thing.
Yeah.
He had him zin, he's going to do this, and he drank something else. So what are you going to do? Sue me. I made the wrong bracha.
Somebody put wine in a beer bottle.
That would be a terrible thing to do.
Absolutely.
Was that there's also, in addition to this, this question has other ramifications. For example, in Sheva Brachos, this happens a lot. You have two Sheva Brachos, the ones which are at the house, whatever, and one under the chuppah. So what's the difference between the order? So well, the first bracha under the chuppah is right Pirei Gofen. But when it comes to a lot of people, will make that mistake. They'll think they got called up for the first bracha under the chuppah. And what they say, they're thinking it's Shakol Baro Lechvoda, right? Because that's the first bracha the rest of the week, right? Except the chuppah is the one exception, that Brei Pirei Gofen is first as opposed to everything else.
However,
so if you have that bracha, you say, Bracha to Hashem Akeinu Melech Olam, it's very possible that you may have the wrong kavana and think that you're about to say Shakol Baro Lechvoda and be corrected for Brei Pirei Gofen.
You weren't going to drink. You weren't going to drink the wine. Even if you made Brei Pirei Gofen or Baro Shel Tol Modo, you weren't going to go through with the action. You were just making a bracha.
Right.
But you weren't going to drink from that cup regardless. So you weren't, you know what I'm saying? It's not that you were going to take
right.
a drink. Yeah. So you're out of order. So what?
Because at the time that you, according to the Gemara, it says, Buster Iker Brachas again. During the, at least according to the way Rashi interprets this Gemara's question, when you said the bracha, Hashem, Elkeinu Melech Olam, you did not have the right kavana, so you're not yotzei the bracha. So the Sheva Brachos was, you can cause some serious problems.
What would be in the situation, you know, if you said,
not Akit,
if you said Shakol, you could say that that would cover anything.
Right, that was before.
You know, but supposing you have the reverse, supposing somebody comes into the Kiddush here.
Right.
And they want to make Kiddush.
Good.
And their wife hands them a cup.
Right.
They think they've got wine. When they make a Brei Pirei Gofen and they drink it, they say they've got scotch.
Right. So you already drank.
You drank scotch.
So you weren't Yotze, but you drank something which you shouldn't have.
Right.
Because you didn't make a proper bracha on it.
Right.
You didn't have permission.
Scotch is called Yain Sorof.
That's right, the Yash. It's
still a shackle. Okay, let's see the Gemara. Let's continue. Let's see this answer. I'd like to maybe get to the two dots possibly and see some of the halacha over here. Tashma. So the question is, why are we learning about wine and beer on Shushan Purim? Okay, that might make sense, but what does this have to do with Kriya Shema? We're learning about Kriya Shema over here. Because we're going to try to bring a raya from the Shema, the Birchos Kriya Shema, rather, to what we should do in this particular situation. Shachros. It's morning. Pasach b'yotzer or. So you began the paragraph of Yotzer or, which is the correct bracha. And the sayim, but when you completed the bracha, Baruch atah Hashem, instead of saying Yotzer Hamoros, you ended up B'mariv Aravim. So you didn't fulfill your obligation of Birchas Kriya Shema because you said the wrong bracha. You said Mariv Aravim in the morning. That's the wrong bracha. Pasad B'mariv Aravim. Let's say you began starting off. Doesn't mean saying the whole paragraph, but you began the bracha of thinking in the morning that you were going to say Mariv Aravim, however Messiah, but you concluded Biyotzer Or. You ended up finishing it correctly. Yotza. You fulfilled your obligation. And the other way, if you look at the nighttime, Arvis Pasach B'Mariv Aravim Messiah Biyotzer Or Yotza, because you ended off incorrectly. Pasach B'Yotzer Or Messiah B'Mariv Aravim, then Yotza, because you ended off correctly. Klolo Shaldav, or what is the general rule we can infer from Birchas Kriya Shema? And here's the key four words. Hakol Hoylech Acher Achos. Everything goes after the end. So if you end it off correctly,
you're fine.
You're fine.
So, back to here, if you started the wrong bracha, we would say it should be the same thing.
Right. So according to the way that the simple reading, which is according to Rashi's interpretation of the question, since you said you had a cup of beer and you thought it was wine, you said Baruch Hashem Mekin Melcholam, but you ended off saying Shakol Nebenvaro, right? So you're fine. Okay. Right? Okay. So you said the right bracha. You had the wrong kavana at the time of Hashem and Malchus, but you concluded correctly. So if you conclude correctly, that's fine. So where it says you cannot learn out and compare Berachas Kriya Shema to this. This has no comparison. Why? So the Gemara's end up going to give two reasons for this. Shani Hasam is different over there. Dik Omer Baruch Yotzer Hamoros. Because in addition to when it comes to the bracha of food, it's just one little line. That's it, you know? So you made a mistake when it came to Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. Maybe you blew it over there. When it came to this paragraph, there's the end also, which is Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer Hamoros. So maybe at the end, the bracha, also at the end, you had the kavana for the proper time, the proper day, proper time of the day. And that's why we're Yotzer over there. Not because you concluded only with the right words, Yotzer Hamoros, but the ending is with a bracha. And therefore the bracha which was concluded was completely correct. By the case of the food, the bracha was not right. So the Gemara says, well, that's only a good explanation if you say that the bracha at the end of Berachas Kriya Shema, Baruch Ata Hashem, whatever, is a real bracha. Hanichol Rav Yomer Kol Bracha She'en Bo Haskaras Hashem Ein a Bracha Shapir. I can understand Rav holds that if you have a bracha which does not have Haskaras Hashem, it doesn't say Baruch Ata Hashem, it's just Baruch Ata, right? Baruch Ata, whatever, that's not a real bracha. Then that would make sense, because over there by Kriya Shema, it does say Haskaras Hashem. It says Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer Hamoros. That's a real bracha. So maybe since you said a real bracha the proper way, that's the reason why you're okay. El Rav Yochanan Amar Kol Bracha Shein Bo Malchus Einu Bracha Ma'akamema. According to Rav Yochanan, if you do not have a bracha with Hashem Elokeinu Malchus, that's not a bracha. So according to Rav Yochanan, the bracha at the end of Kriya Shema, Berachas Kriya Shema, is not a real bracha. It's nothing. Bracha Hashem Yotzer Hamoros. So therefore he says that according to that interpretation, that we should not be able to distinguish between Berachas Kriya Shema and the bracha on wine and beer. So therefore, maybe it in fact is a proof to compare Berachas Kriya Shema to the case of the beer and the wine. So therefore, the Gemara says a different distinction, and this one we can't budge from. El Kivan Di Amar Rabba Bar Ula. So we mentioned previously in the previous Amud that even during the morning we mention attributes of night. We say Goel Or Rechoshech, right? So we mention Choshech by Shachars. And by Marib, do we mention something about the morning at some point in the Marib Tefillah? In the first paragraph, you guys say on a regular basis, right? So what is
the kavana?
Putting it on the spot. What is the
bore yom v'layla?
Ah, so we mentioned
and gol el orman lechosha.
When we mentioned it, when by Marv. Right. So therefore, so what does the Gemara say? So ki komer bracha umalchus mikara. When you already said the bracha before, atur vayu komer. You said it on both, which means the Berachas Kriya Shema is completely different. Even if you had the wrong intention, it's the morning and you're thinking, I'm going to say the nighttime bracha, the reality is that's part of the bracha that you're supposed to have that kavana. That's not an incorrect kavana per se. You're supposed to have the kavana that's day and night. So you're having not a completely wrong kavana. When it comes to the bracha of wine and beer, you're wrong. It's not wine, it's beer. So your bracha, when you say bracha to Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, you're having the wrong kavana completely. So maybe over there, in fact, if you have the wrong kavana, even though you conclude the bracha properly, maybe you're not yotze. Okay. So Tashma, come in here, the Gemara continues and says, we can learn out the proof of this case, Misefa, from the latter part. What does it say in the Seifa? Klolo Shodam. What is the general rule, the klal, the rule? And rules are not meant to be broken. You're supposed to infer something from a rule. What does it say? Hakol holy chachar achosim. Everything goes after the conclusion part. So klolo Shodam v'asu'ima. What is it coming to include? If you have a rule, it must be coming to include certain things. Lav, is it not? Liyisui hada amran must be coming to include our case. The case that you had a cup of beer. You made a mistake in your kavana of Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, thinking it's wine, but you concluded correctly with Shahakol. Maybe that's what it's telling us, that that's the rule, that it's telling you that you're Yotze. Lo. No. Yesuye, it's coming to include Nahama v'tamre, bread and dates. How often we make this mistake between bread and dates. Say what? Hechidami. What are you talking about? Dates? Now when they had dates, it used to be not dates right, like we have it. It used to be like pressed dates. Right. So dates, we're going to see, had similar nutritional properties as bread. Ilema, let's say, what's the case that we're including by bread and dates? If you want to tell me the achol nahama, you ate bread, v'ksavar de tamar, and you thought it was dates. And as you have a nice loaf of Wonder Bread or whatever it is, and you think, wow, this looks like a beautiful date I'm about to eat, right? The tamar achol. V'pasach adayt to the tamar, and you began the bracha, bracha to Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, thinking, I can't wait to eat this delicious date, which, of course, the bracha is Brei Priyo Eitz, right? V'sayim, and you end off b'nahama. You ended off with the bracha on bread. You said hamotzi, which is the correct bracha, because in fact it's a slice of bread you have in front of you. Is that the case that we're saying was okay? Well, hainu be'en. That's exactly like our Gemara. That's the same thing. Instead of bread and dates, insert the case of wine and
beer.
So that would be the same thing. That would be a similar proof. But tzricham, we need it. Kigon d'ochol tamre with regard to the reverse, with regard to eating dates. V'ksaver nahama ochol, and you thought it was
bread.
V'pasach b'nahama, and you began the bracha on bread. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. I'm going to eat this delicious piece of bread, but really there's a big date in front of you. The sign b'detamrin, you finished off with the bracha on a date, yatsa, you fulfilled your obligation. What do you mean? How could you make a bracha on a date which is supposed to be for bread? Because the afil sign b'nahama nami yatsa. Because if you would make a bracha, the conclusion bracha, which is really for bread, but if you would say it on a date, you've also fulfilled your obligation. My taima, de tamri nami mizon zayne, because dates also are similar in that they satiate a person. So anyway, the Gemara therefore does not have an answer to the question. We have no idea what the answer is to this question. Therefore, we must turn to halacha to find out what we should do. I made sure to make it a very small font. That's why all the yeshiva students wear glasses. Okay. Now, if we look at this sif in Siman, in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Reish Tes, it's entitled over here, on page 240, Din Ta'os, person made a mistake, the Savig Beberchas Hayani. Okay? Now, this and the next page, as well as page afterwards, which I don't have, all talks about this Gemara. Okay. Now, let's see. If we look at the very beginning of the Shulchan Aruch, where it's a big Aleph, and then a little Aleph afterwards. It says the case is as follows. It's unbelievable. This is a different... I said there was three ways of reading the Gemara. We mentioned one case. We mentioned two of them. This next word is actually going to be a third interpretation, which we never had before, which is unbelievable. Listen to what the Mechaber says. Lokach kos shel shecher. A person has a cup of beer, okay? Or shel omayim, you know? That's water. What's the difference? The bracha is a shakol, okay? So you have, let's just make it simple. You have a cup of beer, because that's what we've been talking about until now. Upasach v'yomar, and you begin, Baruch ata Hashem Elkeinu Melech Olam. You said those six words. Al das lomar shahakol. You wanted to say the bracha of shahakol. Is that correct? What do you have in your hand?
Shahakol.
You have it, great. So you're doing everything perfect. Vita, but you made a mistake. The Omar, and you said, Brei Pri Hagafen. Right? Now, believe it or not, that is another interpretation of our Gemara. That what? The Gemara asked the question, do we go after the main part of the main body of the bracha,
or the end?
Now, in this case, on this cup of wine, what bracha did you end up saying?
On this cup of water, you made a Brei Pri Hagafen.
On this cup of, right? Brei Pri Hagafen. A third interpretation of the Gemara's question is, have you fulfilled your obligation on making a bracha on a cup of water saying Brei Pri Hagafen? Why would you think that? Because that's what the Gemara asked. The Gemara said, do we go after Basar Chasima or maybe Basar Iker Bracha Azlina? And the Iker Bracha, you had the right Kavanah. For Bracha Ta Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, you thought it was a cup of beer. Right? So maybe that alone is all the kavana you need. And if you said bravery or gothen on a cup of beer or wine, beer or water, maybe you're still yotzi. Listen to what the Mechaber says. Ein machzir doso. We do not require you to
repeat it.
Menei shivisha shehizker shemo malchus. When you said Hashem elokeinu, shehem ikar habracha, lo nischavin el bracha haroy laosa hamin. You had the proper kavana on the food that you were holding, and therefore, because of this, we do not require you to say another bracha.
So he passed it back to the Gemara.
No, well, the Gemara doesn't come up with an answer.
The Gemara's basic answer was that everything goes after the ending.
But we ended up saying
no,
that we're not sure if that's case of one.
We said only no. We said only in relationship to dates and bread, mm-hmm. not to anything else.
Right, right.
So the understanding was that in this one specific situation,
right.
dates and bread,
right.
there is a circumstance that since it's carbohydrates and satiating,
well, date nut that, bread.
What?
Date nut bread.
Whatever it is, it's equivocal. Okay?
Right.
But when it comes to Geffen and Shehakol or this and that,
right.
You have to go after the Chosen.
We cannot prove from the case of bread and dates
right.
to say that
right.
the same law applies.
Absolutely.
But we didn't prove it the other way either. We left it off as a question. We asked the question, we tried to bring proofs, and we said, well, maybe that's not a proof. Right, so we never end up. The Gemara never concludes definitively one way or the other. It just ends off saying you can't compare beer and wine to the any other cases.
First, you try to compare it to Shema.
So that, based on the Mishnah Berurah, the reality is that every bracha should not have an ending, and you just should have the kavan of Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. Period.
Now, whatever you say after that apparently doesn't matter according to these words. This is, of course, the language is
B'diyeh. If you had in mind, when you said that, that you were doing it on water, and even though if you said something else at the end...
Excuse me, you're thanking right. God for what He gave you, period.
No, you're thanking God because you thought you were going to make a shahakol, and the last minute you had a brain thing and you said, Brei Pri Hagafen.
He's not saying that.
Yes, that's what they're saying over here.
He said they did say Brei Pri Hagafen on this cup of water.
But he had in his mind, if you read what they're telling you, says, well,
the kavana was on wine.
No.
No.
The kavana was on the
water.
on the wall.
Al daslo mar shahakol. His head, his brain was saying
okay, and he said a gafen.
So you don't say because this whole chmashava, he made a toss at the words at the end, but his mind was, I'm drinking water.
He misspoke, absolutely. He misspoke,
that's all. But his kavanah was not on the wall, was not to say hagafen. His kavanah was to say why. For some reason, he had really, the brain went.
Sometimes
you
say something, but you mean something else.
Exactly.
So, but that's, of course, this is not luchat chila. But this is what the Mechaber says, that if that is what happened, you have the right kavana by the Baruch Atah Hashem, Kinam El Cholam, even if you said something else, you're still Yotze. It doesn't even say you're Yotze. I should apologize. He says, Ein machzir no so. We don't require you to say another bracha.
So obviously you don't say, if you're not required to get away with this, and you're not required to make the thing that you made the wrong bracha.
Is he saying that it's a bracha batola?
No, I don't know.
He's saying it's not.
It's not, you don't say.
Because it's not machzira, so then for sure it's not a bracha batola.
Exactly, so you don't say basically.
But his rational reasoning may be...
What was his mind?
No, his rational reasoning may be that if this bracha will not count, then you're going to be over a lot of Raisa. And maybe that's why you don't have to be back there.
But let's look at the words in the Mishnah Brura, which is in the left column where it brings it down by the Aleph, where it says, Ein machzir no so. Who on earth came up with this type of shot? Who was this guy?
The Rambam.
Exactly. Zehu das Rambam. This is the way that the Rambam interprets this Gemara, the Gemara's question, and that's what he ends up saying, because the Gemara isn't clear, right? It's a suffix, what we hold like, so therefore he just says, don't repeat. So he says, Abel Rov HaPoskim, it's interesting the language of the Mishnah Berurah. Rov HaPoskim, the majority, but Kamat Kula, basically, almost everyone straight across the board, Cholkim Alav, they disagree with the words of the Rambam. Biskimu, and they agree, the Lo Azlinan Baser Daita, we don't go after what's going on in your brain. Kibun, right? Shibipiv hotzi bracha shina royal osa hamin. The words that you said at the end were wrong. Therefore, lo yotze, you've not fulfilled your obligation. You machzir it osa, and you must repeat the bracha. Fine. So that's the general consensus on halacha. There's this das yachid of the Rambam, but nonetheless, we as using the language again of the Mishnah Berurah,
so we'll post it like the Rambam. The Mishnah
Berurah is saying that this is a... We don't find anyone else who holds like this. Okay.
But the Rambam is being a rationalist. In this situation, he's taking an approach.
Right.
That he's trying to prevent the establishment of a bracha levatol.
Right. Yeah.
And if you go ahead and follow his pattern...
Right.
Then whatever was said, even though you had intent... You made a bracha, you had the concept of thought, and therefore it's Yotze.
Right.
According to Rove Poskin, they're saying, hey, whatever
enough.
You said,
is
too bad,
said. Right, exactly.
and now you will have a bracha, but you have to make another one anyway,
right.
Or else you're not going to be.
Right.
So what the Rambam really is doing, yeah. Is trying
he's
to protect you.
He's a makeup.
He's protecting it.
So the Rambam looks at it as if we ask you to say a second bracha, that second bracha may be a bracha vatala. Because maybe you were Yotze in the first one.
And
so
this is a suffix, better not say another bracha and just walk away with this.
Right. So that's the logic of the Rambam. Right. So let's continue in the words of the Mechaber, jumping back to where it says V'yesh Omrim, which is the third line. Some say Shim lokach kos shechar mayim, you have a cup of water in your hand. The savrashim shel yayin, and you thought it was
wine.
Upasach, and you began brachat Hashem kenem alcholam al das loma bread pir gafen. So you're very mistaken. You have a cup of water in your hand, and you think you have the completely incorrect kavana when you say Hashem's name. Veniskir shehu shechar o mayim, but you caught yourself at the end, and you said the bracha correctly at the end, and you said, Shahakol Yatz. Right? So we see from V'yesh Omrim, that this opinion of the Mechaber, that we go after what you say.
The Chazira.
Right. Now we look at the words of the Ramah. He says, V'kol Shekinen, certainly, Im hoya biyado yain. The other way around, which the Gemara said was the case of pshita, but we'll just see it anyway.
The
Rama is in the italicized, where it says haga. Ramosh Isulis is the Ashkenazic opinion attached always to the Machaber. The Chol Shekhen, and certainly im hoya biyado yain. You have a cup of wine. Mesavashu mayim, you thought it was water. Upasach adait loy reshakol, you thought during the bracha to Hashem kenem achalam that it was going to be a shakol. Venisko, berach grape yagafen. You said the bracha correctly on the wine, grape yagafen. Shiyotze, there's certainly your yotze. Aye, when you said bracha to Hashem kenem achalam, you had the wrong kavana? Not really.
We don't know that.
Shari af im sim shakol yotze, because saying shakol, even on wine,
you're your kavana at the last minute.
But saying shakol on wine, you're okay. Okay. Now this, we're going to see this, and we're going to see one or two lines in the Mishnah where we're going to stop. But this next sip in the Shulchan Aruch discusses the third interpretation, which we did discuss, of our Gemara. That what was the Gemara's question? The Gemara's question was never, if you said the bracha correctly, you just had the wrong kavana during Hashem, certainly your yotze, you fulfilled your obligation. The question is as follows. Lokach kos shel shecher omayim. You had a cup of beer in your hand. Okay. Uberach baruchat Hashem kenem achalam. Break for your gafen. You actually concluded the bracha. And if you say break for your gafen on a cup of beer or a cup of water, it's worthless stuff. And here's the key words here. V'toch kedei dibor, we're on the next page, second line. V'toch kedei dibor, within 2 seconds, let's say. Niskor, you immediately correct, remembered, shita, that you said the wrong bracha. Oh my gosh, this is wine. Why did I say break for your gafen? The Omer shakol nibidvaro. Then you said the bracha shakol nibidvaro. The kachos imiraso. And if you want to kind of imagine what he said, this is what he said. Bracha Hashem alkin mechlam break for your gafen. Shakol nibidvaro. That's the acronym there.
Because it was not a day deepor.
Right. So that's another interpretation of how to read this Gemara. The Gemara's question was never, what was your kavana by bracha Hashem alkin mechlam?
It's what you said.
Right. Because if you said the bracha completely correct, you just didn't have the right kavana, no, you're yotzei. What's the problem? Mitzvah in srichas kavana. You don't need kavana anyway. What's the difference? So according to this, that wasn't the question. The question is, you said the whole bracha wrong. And you said brei priyar gafen, and then you corrected yourself. Is that considered? Are you yotzei? Okay. So that's the question. So it's brought down over here. That what's the halacha? What is the last word in the third line up there? You are yotzei, which means that we go after the chesed,
the ending,
the real ending, the complete.
Right. Not what you thought, but what you said.
Exactly. Fine. If we jump down to the Mishnah Berurah, which we'll just see three of them, but it's not too much. Where the third line of the Mishnah Berurah, where there's a hey in parentheses, which is Baruch Atah Hashem, Hainu Afilu. Be'ez techila sabracha, at the beginning of the bracha, ha'yisavar shehu yayin. This is a cup of water now, or a cup of beer. You thought it was wine. V'nimsa, we find shehayim techila sabracha b'sofa shelo kahogin. Not that just the beginning of the bracha we have been incorrect in kavana. The whole thing, the beginning, this sofa, and the end. Feel hachi nonetheless. Kivan she'akar toch k'dei dibar v'siyim k'hogin yatsa. Just as long as you change your mind, within that period of time, you're okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah, it has to be toch k'dei dibar. Aval achar k'dei dibar, but if that time has already elapsed. Lo mahan, if kirasa v'chozim v'varech. It doesn't help, and therefore, you will have to say a bracha again. Okay? Which, again, this is unlike the Rambam. Because according to the Rambam, maybe you're yotze, right? So according to this, no. The don you should know. Daha de makilin b'di eved b'tokhdi dibor. Interesting. He says the only time we're going to go lenient by this tokhdi dibor business that you change is dafka b'brachos de rabbanon. Only when it comes to a rabbanon, a rabbinical law, like saying a bracha before. Of a b'brachos hamazon shiv deraisan benching im ira kiyad gavna. If let's say this happened, kigon. She'achol lechem ye ate bread. So you're supposed to bench. V'tava savar she'ochel peros. He thought you had
fruit,
whatever.
Dates.
Right. Something which require al ha'etz bracha. Right. V'hiskil levarach bracha Hashem l'kinim al-chalam al ha'etz v'al priya etz. V'nisker shehu lechem. Then you remembered, oh my goodness, I said those wrong words. Then you begin hazan es ha'olam. Sarach l'asol levarach. He says it's only when it comes to the Midrash, not to the Raisa. If you jump down, the last thing we'll see, the Shar HaTzion, which will show that the sensitivity that Halacha has based on the Gemara which we saw today, the Shar HaTzion, just the very first line, whereas there's the Aleph, Dehu v'Gemara boya d'lo ifshita. The Gemara asked the question, and it did not answer. Boya d'lo ifshita. There was no, they didn't come up with it. Right. There was no answer. V'sveika d'rabban l'kula. When it comes to a bracha, because it's a suffix, this, we're going to go lenient. V'yisrami chiyagav the b'milsa deraisa. But if such a thing happens with regard to deraisa, see such and such a place, fine. But as the Mishnah Berurah told us, when it comes to deraisa, we're going to go more strict, and you would not be yotzei.